V-Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Good morning, friends of television land.
Attention you out there in radio land.
Good morning. WPIX, August 8th, TGIF day. The time is 3.5 minutes to 7, and this is Channel 7.
Good morning. This is television station WORTV, New York.
Good morning, Starshine. Stay tuned now for our
national anthem.
Ladies and gentlemen, it is Friday night, and you know what that means, don't you? Tonight on Spank Wagon Radio, you know, the world's greatest internet radio show ever, we're going to talk about dead wrestlers. How photogenic pedophiles can get away from the law. We may explore Murphy's wet moments. And we'll have an expose on the finer points of Black People Time. All of this will leave you begging for more mercy on the next episode, which is now, of Spank Wagon Radio. Did you do?
I did nothing.
Because I'm watching you through this whole intro, and you're just, you and this bottle of water are fighting.
Like, dude, I lost.
Fighting.
I lost against the bottle of water. It's fantastic.
I bet you feel like such a douche.
I do. Go ahead and do the intro, biatch.
What? I just did.
The rest of the bit you do.
Oh, man. I don't know. I wanted to kind of change things up a bit. But
do it, bitch.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the greatest internet radio show ever. This is Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
And I'm Mr. Murphy.
You know, it's funny. You go. We're already starting up with the wrestling references. I guess I should go home and kill my wife and kids now.
Oh!
Ah!
Ouch, dude. No. Bad.
Oh, I'm sorry. Was I making fun of one of your heroes?
Yes, you were.
Well, then I'll just go to the Apple Store and off a bunch of fanboys. Because they're all in line. As a matter of fact, right now, if you're listening to us in an Apple Store, don't get the iPhone, you faggots!
No, get the AIDS.
All right. Hey, Spank Wagon Radio. I'm your host, Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
All right. Now we got that kind of settled. Okay. I think we've got some people listening tonight. I think we got some live listeners. If you are live with us tonight, here's a special, special, special treat. As a matter of fact, this is so special, we want your help testing it right now.
What we need people to do is come down with a fully erect penis, and we're going to stick it directly into Trencher's ass.
What? No. Hardly.
That's what I said, a fully erect penis. Hard.
No. We're not going to do live gay sex for your pleasure.
Dude, then why is your asshole all lubed up?
Oh, yeah, that's because I got Cheetos stuck up there. Yeah, it was really hard to explain, but you want to know why? See, I was down at the Fashion Show Mall today. Yeah. I had to walk around the Apple people, and all of a sudden, next thing you know, a bunch of faggot shoved Cheetos up my ass. Apple fans, I don't get them.
Wouldn't they, if they were true Apple fans, wouldn't they be like whole grain, organically grown, like freaking Fig Newton nuggets or something?
Most Apple fans are posers. Come on, let's be. The only reason, okay, what really
Speaking
kills me.
Speaking of posers.
What really kills me is here I am, like the most gay highlight hair, And they're all toting around their MacBooks and black MacBooks.
Did you just say you have the most gay highlighted hair?
No, I said they have the most gay highlighted hair. It's just, it's pathetic. So, yeah, really pathetic.
How outstanding is that?
But what's interesting is when I looked, there's only like a line of five allowed in front of the store.
Uh-huh.
And then they have everybody else shuffled off into the middle. And I didn't see that until after they got past the escalators. And that's where they have everybody hiding. So even the Apple Store is ashamed of their customers.
Outstanding.
I wondered if they actually wanted them to stand in line by appearance of, you know, how good they look.
Well, no one would be in line behind me. I was butt-ass ugly.
Exactly. You'd be in the line, more bitch.
More overpriced shit that no one's going to use?
Exactly.
Well, no. There are going to be people to use it, but it's going to be poser central.
Speaking of, anyone want a PlayStation 3?
Exactly. There you go. Tie that shit in. So, all right. Hey, we are going to talk about pro wrestlers. We're going to talk about Murphy's amazing ability to make trades and deals. We are going to have our illustrious expose on Black People Time.
When I saw Chris kill somebody, I said, "Oh my man just finally fucking lost it."
I took a nigga out. That's what I do.
Benoit. I just saw Chris Benoit.
Chris Benoit.
Woo.
That's Benoit, you douche.
You know, as in the little thing.
Have you been saying Benoit for like a week?
Yeah, I have.
Benoit.
Is that a new
phone? French Canadian.
Is that a new
phone? Yeah, well, I'm going to get to that, actually. Yes, okay. It is.
And then I'll show his up with my new phone.
Well, his new phone. Your new
phone. Neither
of
which are iPhones.
Notice this. I'm an Apple fanboy, but I can't do the Apple iPhone.
I can't afford the iPhone.
That's no. Just as good a reason as anything. I have integrity. I don't need... I don't know.
Oh, please, you have integrity. Shut up. You do this show.
16-inch flat screen TV or iPhone. You know what I'm saying?
Actually, he'll get an iPhone in about 3.5 weeks when he trades up his wife for one.
Yeah.
You have no idea.
You'll understand this in a little while. We'll cover this in a while.
Crazy Murphy's House of Deals.
Only because we have no guests today. All of our guests abandon us like stepchildren in a mall.
Damn.
Like step-parents in a mall. That would have been funnier.
Or grandparents in a nursing home. Let's go for the depressing
route.
There
you go.
Everybody at home went, oh.
Like the homely date when you don't want to pay the check.
Oh.
Or like anytime the check shows up and Trencher's around, he just disappears into the bathroom.
Hey, bitch. I pay once in a while.
Ooh.
You do. Bitch, do we do... Okay, you still owe me $20 for the workbench.
Yeah.
And 2 weeks of dinners after the show.
Yeah. So your point
what
is...
What the fuck? Over. Dude... The only thing...
I don't know why he's like... You know, you ever notice how long he hangs onto a grudge? I mean, grudges with him. Just, you know, you never get a point in edgewise. Well, you know what? He's actually being nice and quiet right now, and I appreciate that. I really do appreciate
Don't make me get the co-host 4000 out again.
We'll deal with him later, because we got a lot of feedback on co-host 4000 we need to cover.
Yeah, dude. Sorry. Don't Jew me like that, all right?
I'll Jew you in other ways. I'll Jew you in every other way. All right. So everybody listening live.
We need your help.
We need your help.
All four of you.
Here at LV Rocks, our mothership, we finally have a brand new Comrex phone system.
Wow. Comrade phone system.
Yeah.
In Soviet LV Rocks, the phone system calls you.
All right, so we have now multi-line phone system. But
oh, my God, multi-line?
Multi-line, so we now have 6 lines no one can call us on.
Exactly.
Dude, why don't we call Pizza Hut, Domino's, Papa John's, and all of them at once and see if any of them can get us a kosher pizza.
The kosher pizza, that's a good old bit. I may have to go find that one and bring that up and play it again. Okay, here's how this works out,
that's
folks.
That's a big-ass red button, isn't it?
Dude. Okay.
That's the anti-Negro button. You hit that and it drops the line.
You know what's great? I got like this. It's a regular phone in size. I mean, it's like an office phone. I got 6 lines. I got this one button, though. Busy all. Like, I could fuck everybody up on the line at the same fucking time. Just drop everything. But what I got here is I got an answer hold and an on-air. So I now have to figure out how to answer it, put a person on hold, and put them on air without dropping the next person in the line.
Shit.
So I need everybody's help. Our phone number here at the studio is 1-866-587-6257. Again, that number is 1-866-587-6257.
Motherfucker.
What?
I just realized something.
What?
GarageBand is not included in the current beta of Leopard.
Oh, that sucks.
I'm sitting here looking for my phone shit to fuck with you again. And GarageBand's not in Leopard.
That's nice. I like that. That's
son
good.
Son of a bitch.
Because I can't. Because this phone, well, I will look down and, well, go, "What the hell?"
Well, someone please call because the rotary phone had to be replaced.
Dude, you know what? You know what? That was another phone. Yeah, I took it back to my house. It's now on my nightstand.
And it sounds like shit.
I like it. No, it sounds.
Yes,
like
sir. With your elbow. Swing. Hello.
Just slap the receiver. Catch it with the other hand. Hello.
Hello.
Hey.
I. These are the happy. Okay. So. I guess I am Richie Cunningham, yeah, then, aren't I?
Yes,
fuck. I'm Opie.
Lil Opie Cunningham.
Lil Opie Cunningham. So we got this new phone, and again, I'm really, tonight, because we don't have a guest, we want to just...
Guest? Dude, who are we kidding? At this point, we don't even have fucking listeners. I'm looking in the bleak wasteland that is our chat room. It's you, me, and Jimmy Diggs' wife.
What's his wife doing there?
It's Juanita Diggs. Either it's Jimmy Diggs or Jimmy really did get that surgery he was talking about.
So uh-huh. who's calling the phone, me or Murphy? Who's going to test the new phone out?
Oh, yeah, Diggs is saying he's doing shit for another show that's debuting Monday, which leads us to our next problem. So we're just sort of an afterthought. What's that beeping noise? We don't have any beeping noise. Do you guys hear a beeping noise?
No.
Maybe some techno music in the background, probably throwing them off. We're told we scream a lot. Yes, we do.
Yeah, baby.
Yeah! We're a loud show.
We have never screamed once in these things, man.
We've never.
Dude, you missed it. I did the Mr. Kennedy intro before you got here.
Did you?
Yeah.
Mr. I'll show up 15 minutes late to anything. Motherfucker be late to his own funeral.
Maybe. Fuck, when is that?
15
Depends.
Minutes from now.
When are you going to piss me off again?
All right. So, oh, okay. Now, we got a call. I got to do this right. So, I'm going to put him directly to the board. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Well, you figured out how to answer it.
I figured it out. This is nice. Hey, how's it going, Mr. Diggs?
What's going on, guys?
Damn, this thing sounds great.
Yeah, it's pretty sweet, isn't it?
Jimmy Diggs.
No, wait. No, you guys understand. I have the volume up on the board for the phone. Normally, we'd get a lot of static and sort of just that background hiss. I'm getting nothing.
Yeah, this is clear.
And it's loud.
You sound pretty good at this end, too. By the way, this is the first time I've heard it from this end. So.
Well, I'll tell you what. This is I came in here and I saw this nice little phone. I'm going, how in the hell does it do all that?
It doesn't look like much, does it?
No.
Hell no.
It's empty over here now.
It looks like some Fisher-Price crap.
Yeah, it looks like it's a big-ass red button.
Dude, they're red, blue, green, yellow.
Line one. Line two.
When I get done, hit Busy All and watch the light show, man.
Oh, I did already.
Oh, okay, you've seen it.
Yeah,
now, Jimmy, why don't you explain to everyone why we have this gigantic new phone system?
Because we got a gigantic new show coming into the studio that just, obviously our facility just wasn't good enough for them.
That's right. Murphy's Law will be premiering next Friday.
And I heard you were bringing up the topic of how that affects your show, so yeah. I don't know if you got to that or not yet.
No, we haven't really, but why don't you introduce the new show?
The new show, we are proud to welcome to the LV Rock Studio the world-famous sports veteran. I think we can call him a veteran, can't we?
Yeah, he's old.
Maybe even a legendary sports veteran. He's been doing it for 15 years, and he's nationally syndicated, and going to be back up nationally again very soon. So, Papa Joe Chevalier. So,
Papa Joe Chevalier.
He'll be hailing from our place. He will be airing on LV Rocks, coincidentally, but he's also going to be shipping out his national stations as he normally does. So, we're just his new home. So
that's very cool.
It is very cool, but we had to upgrade the studio to accommodate his demands because he's a really fickle old fart, and
now Jimmy,
perfect. So.
Well, Jimmy, noticing there's a distinct lack of giant red dildos in the studio now.
Yeah, it's under the cabinet back there. If you need to sit on that again,
outstanding. I was beginning to feel a little loose in the shorts.
See, they whitenized the studio.
Actually, that was moved for someone else, to be honest with you.
Oh,
who had a problem with the big dildo?
The Petcast on Saturdays. Now, wait, I shouldn't say they had a problem.
No, some dog kept trying to hump it.
Don't forget that big red, thing.
He can't say it.
I can't. Has,
wait, why can't you say it?
I shouldn't.
Come on, Jimmy, say it. You know you want to.
Let's put it this way. There's children that near me.
Oh, okay. Okay.
Well,
you moron can't figure it out yourself.
Oh, we figured it out. We just thought we'd be funny.
They would have recognized it by the name that mommy calls daddy when he comes home late. And well, she's anyway, ushering the pizza boy out the back door.
wait, say what, Jimmy?
It's already appeared in a pet magazine. When they came in and took pictures of us all, and there it sits on the shelf right behind us in the picture.
That is fucking awesome.
So they had a film crew coming in to do something else, and I just decided for their benefit to put that away.
The film crew for the pet show?
I think they were filming, just watching them do their show and stuff.
How the fuck is the pet show getting better press than us?
Because he's a journalist.
I'm a journalist.
Well, how come you're not working it, dude?
I'm too busy booking guests and producing
a
show.
It's your dirty little secret.
What's that?
It's your dirty little secret. You're hiding it.
The show, please. I've done everything I can to promote this show.
You're not hiding it from your... Well, you say you're a journalist. I didn't know that about you, first of all.
Neither did I.
Yeah, neither did I.
Somewhat.
See, these guys don't even know. What are you talking about?
Blogging is journalism, goddammit.
We're all here.
The podcast crew, they're both journalists. They're published here locally in Las Vegas Review Journal, etc., etc. In fact, Steve Freese is published nationally in different magazines.
I've seen several articles of his in Wired, as a matter of fact.
Huh?
Wired magazine.
There you go. He's even gotten us plugs there. So
yep. Talking about electroshock collars.
Those connections he's got, and gets his show some promotion. So. Yep. And that works to benefit all of us, because anytime LV Rocks obviously gets promoted, we all get a little benefit from that. So.
Yes, we do. Absolutely.
So where's my paycheck?
Even though it's not likely, you know, I can't swear that the pet fans are going to be interested in Spankwagon.
What if we got someone on here talking about watching a dog hump? Do you think we can get them in for that?
What if you actually had them in studio humping? That'd be even better.
That'd be even better.
That's kind of our talent right now, is to get weird shit.
We do have sort of a pet show. I mean, every once in a while, Trencher does drag his ass around the carpet of the studio. Hey, speaking of something that's coming up in the studio soon, and Jimmy, you know, this is the I love asking you things live on the air, because then you can't say no.
Oh, sure I can. You think I give a shit we're on the air?
You ever heard of a local band?
Yeah, I thought you was in front of children.
Yeah,
no,
the old door store.
In front of them.
Have you ever heard of a local band called The Objects?
No.
They're a local punk rock band, and their lead singer, Felony Melanie, apparently she has an interesting little talent. She's a squirter, and she says
you're
going to
ruin another chair.
Yes. No. The floor this time. She says she can hit 8 feet.
Well, listen, the last time we did that, we did throw a chair away.
Well, we won't put a chair down. What I'd like to do is...
We're going to get construction paper and make a cutout.
I'd like to put a tarp down on the floor.
A tarp.
And then we'll have Melanie back in the corner, and whatever we put her on, we'll cover with a tarp.
Well, the Dodgers logo on
her mess, obviously.
Yeah, well, again, she says she can hit 8 feet with this thing.
That's pretty impressive, by the way.
And then we'll get our new stunt boy, Josh, and we're going to have him take the hit in the face.
Oh.
Is that going to be a problem?
If it's not a problem for Josh, who am I to play?
Outstanding. Now, Jimmy, would you like to come in that night?
No.
Are you sure? I mean, we could use a secondary stunt
boy.
I'm
pretty sure. I've witnessed it. It's for, you know, an experience, life experience, you'll see it once, but nothing I want to see again.
It's like a donkey show.
Yeah, right.
Yeah, except, you know, you were wearing the mane.
What? No.
So Papa Joe Chevalier is going to be starting Monday.
He's starting Monday. That, I guess, doesn't affect you guys till next Friday. But
no, not until next Friday. But next Friday, what it does for us, and I hate doing this because I have not been able to contact my live syndicates yet, so I apologize right now to all of them.
They're finding out now.
Next week, we're going to be coming in at 7 to 9 again, hopefully for more than just 6 months. So 7 to 9 will be our new showtime starting next Friday. And for my live syndicates, sorry, I'll call you guys later.
Now
yeah, well, you know, I mean, we hope it's worth it. I mean, you guys should have a nice lead-in because Joe's got a good national following, and there's a big interest in him right now. And a lot of those listeners are only going to be able to hear him on the internet for the first week or two. So,
and then we're going to shock their fucking senses.
Yeah, they're going to. Oh my god,
this is going to be outstanding, dude.
Because I'm just going to do the show. Hey, you sports ass munchers.
Hey, don't assume that his listeners, because he's been around for 15 years and a little older, aren't interested in your kind of entertainment. I mean, one of our most loyal listeners came from Papa Joe when he was on LV Rocks previously. So.
Oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, it's even though he's kind of a retard, but he is a loyal listener nonetheless.
Tech Pepsi?
Moker?
No, Rob.
Oh, Rob, okay.
From Alaska.
Rob Pepsi. From Alaska.
Anybody who listens to our show probably knows who I'm talking about.
And so. Your show is?
My show, shameless plug, Daily Noise, Monday through Friday, right here on many of these syndicates that carry Spankwagon, actually.
Yep, very true.
And also not a show that you would think Papa Joe's fans would be interested in.
No, because where, yeah, you at least have some, I don't know, I guess you're a little more calm than we are.
You know, I'll let you go here a second, and one more plug if I could. I know you're going to talk about Benoit's situation coming up.
Yep.
Yeah.
On Carnage on Sunday, the other show I co-host, we have a very interesting guest. In fact, I'll pull up his name here for you.
So interesting, you don't even know him.
Well, you know, honestly, no. I never even heard of the guy until, I guess 2 days ago.
Okay.
When all this Benoit stuff went down. But anyway, he is a former wrestler who insists and is trying to convince everyone that Benoit was in fact murdered. Oh, and he is naming the suspect.
Outstanding. So you've got Art Bell coming on the program with you.
Yeah, it is a conspiracy theory, and he calls it one. But he gives some very compelling facts to support his hypothesis.
If anybody comes up with that whole shit about the Wikipedia post 13 hours in advance, the guy actually apologized. The guy who wrote that apologized because it was meant to be a joke.
Right. Yeah, but how you call that a coincidence, I don't know. It's kind of bizarre.
It's easy. It's Wikipedia. An idiot on the internet's going to write anything.
Yeah, that's the problem with Wikipedia.
Oh, did you just hang up
on
Jimmy?
That wasn't me.
No, that must be my call waiting or something.
Oh, outstanding. Okay. So what's this guy's name there, Jim?
I'm looking for it.
Stretch, Trencher, stretch.
30 email addresses, and I can't remember what
stretch
email address
time.
I used to contact him.
Okay,
so that
Jimmy.
Is Carnage. And for those of you that are wrestling fans here in Vegas, Carnage and LV Rocks does have a little thing over at the Olympic Gardens every Sunday when there's a pay-per-view.
That's right.
You can go down there, watch it for free. Win some prizes.
But don't be a cheapskate. Buy the booze and buy some food.
Yes.
His name is Johnny Angel.
Johnny Angel.
Johnny Angel. Sounds like one of my brothers.
Olé.
And if you're even remotely interested in this Benoit stuff, you want to hear this because it is very, he's got a lot of facts that support his theory.
And that's here Pacific time, Sundays at 8 p.m.
8 p.m. On the left coast, yeah.
8 p.m. on the left coast. All right, we'll definitely have people tune into that and ask them to tune into that. And for those of our listeners listening to the podcast, that's going to be this Sunday, which is what, the 30th?
That's correct, I think, yeah.
Sunday, June 30th, okay.
No, actually, it must be
that's
the
July 1st.
It's July?
Sunday is July 1st.
Okay, you're right.
July
Sunday, 1st, July 1st, 8 p.m. on the left coast. That's Pacific Standard Time.
There you go.
All right. Well, thanks for calling now. What I was hoping for is someone else could call us and we could get more lines.
Yeah, but they didn't do it. You know, I tried to get them to do that on Daily Noise, too. They wouldn't do it. And I had Tech Pepsi, the resident gay fag homo, on the line, and nobody would call up and talk to him.
How come Pepsi won't call us anymore? All he'll do now is call you.
I don't know. You guys must have ragged on him or something.
I think Trencher rejected him one too many times.
Yeah, it had nothing to do with the ragging.
Yeah, because we rag on him all the time.
It was the rejection.
It was rejection.
Oh, he hit on you.
Yes.
He had a thing for Trench.
Oh, totally. It was weird.
It was quite reciprocated. I think Trench got a major wood. That's why the bottom of the table's cracked.
Yeah, it was awesome.
All right, guys. Have a great show.
You
all
too.
Right, catch you later.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
So now that the shill segment of the show is done, any other shows on LV Rocks want to call in and get their plugs in? Fuck, it's not like we're doing anything else.
Well, you know, exactly. We don't have any plans. I'd even set up for a break. Do you get any music?
You said
you had last week some PodSafe music.
That was last week. I'm on a...
Oh, I'd like to introduce the Decaf Cooking Show.
Yeah. Wait. It's not the Decaf Cooking Show. It's the Decaf Eating Show. I mean, you know, there's not much cooking at McDonald's going on, you know? there's just McDonald's. I don't know.
I'm gonna show how you deep fry chicken wings multiple times.
All right. Here we are at Church's Chicken. No, don't go to Popeyes. Don't go to KFC. Just go to Church's Chicken.
You get a whole box of chicken, 15 pieces for $2.
All right, now I gotta say something here. That was the only time I've ever heard an Asian man in the ghetto talking about chicken.
Well, obviously, you've never been down to MLK where it's a little screwed up like that. You go to a Chinese restaurant in this town, it's not fucking Chinese that's cooking. It's fucking Mexicans or worse, Filipinos.
Mmm, yeah. Filipinos.
Filipinos.
Like, he's like, where's my dog?
All right, so here's what we're going to do. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. This is Spank Wagon Radio. We do want to encourage everybody to call in tonight. Our stress test, our new phone lines.
Let's shut this mother down.
There's six of them, dude. If you can't get in, you're not trying. That number, 1-866-587-6257. And we'll be back in just a moment. Good timing.
Chip tap.
Thank you. back in the city.
All sight and see by the dawn's early light. That's so proudly we hail at the twilight's last gleaming.
These broad stripes and bright stars
through the perilous fight.
Over the ramparts we watch,
we shall gallantly stream.
And the rockets' red glare,
the bombs bursting in air,
gave proof
through the night.
Our flag
is still there.
Today, does that star-spangled banner
yet wave
o'er the land of the free
and the home of the brave?
We'll be right back.
Ladies and gentlemen,
hold on, I gotta put down my glow sticks. I took some E. I'm really thirsty. You look hot. Let's have sex.
All right, Chief.
I'm gonna go build a mud hut for humanity.
Shit.
So yeah, that's right, guys. Next week the wagon will be moving from
See, I feel really shitty too, because I just kind of found out about it yesterday, and I haven't made any attempt to contact
You know what,
our I think of all of our syndicates, only Casey Host, no, actually three of them, Casey Host, Door from Hell, and Web Hits, they're all live. So yeah, I may lose my live status on them.
I doubt it. They'll adjust.
You know, I don't like expecting other people to do that, though.
I'm going
to
expect it.
I can't. I mean, we've done it to them before where we've moved up an hour, back an hour.
Well, we didn't really have for sure. Let me just tear down the fourth wall and let you guys know what's going on here. We weren't for sure what was going to happen next Friday until about 2 hours ago when we spoke to King Hesh. And Hesh...
Not Hesh, studio engineer's brother.
Well, studio engineer's brother. They're not sure what they're going to do, but if he didn't want to move his time, we were going to be squeezed down to an hour. Really, the show's not good on an hour.
As a matter of fact, what may end up happening next week, I know that we're going to be doing our show from 7 to 9. Mm-hmm. Maybe we'll get to fuck around and have an overrun. So that may be something for our non-podcast listeners.
Yeah, that'd be something too. So we're not really sure what's going to happen in the future. We just know next week we're going to be on from 7 to 9 Pacific.
Yeah, and that's the left coast, folks. That's the California coast.
Wow, you just love saying left coast, don't you?
That's kind of funny. The first time I've ever heard that is when Jimmy said that. And I kind of like that.
Wow, okay. So in order to entice you all to listen in live.
And we really, you know, this is for all of our podcast listeners, which, by the way, we see you out there. I know you're out there, and I'm appreciating every single one of your downloads.
Actually, it's because I have 27 machines hooked up with iTunes, and they all download. Anyway, to entice you
download, into listening. Download, delete, download,
delete. To entice you into listening in next week.
Ooh, it's about time we do something with this thing, too.
Yep, we are going to be giving away the T-shirt that Stan Lee autographed for us.
And if you guys remember, just a couple, about a month and a half ago now, Murphy and myself got to interview Stan Lee, you know, the guy who created Spider-Man, Fantastic Four, Silver Surfer,
Iron Man,
X-Men,
Incredible Hulk.
Incredible Hulk.
List goes on and on and on.
We have an autographed T-shirt that we had him autograph while we were there.
Now he only signed three things that night. He signed
four things. He signed two comics, my comic, and that T-shirt.
That's it. That's all he signed that night. So
you put your ass cheek away then, huh?
Yeah.
I had him sign the underside of my scrotum, but it washed off with trench's saliva.
So basically, what we have is we have a T-shirt, and don't worry, we thought of the fat people. It is a 2XL.
Like anyone's going to be wearing this thing.
You know, someone may.
Anyway, it's extra fat guy, so you can put it on and wear it and sweat all over it and destroy the ink if you'd like. Or you can do the smart thing, go and
put
and
it
get
in
a frame.
Because this is a one of a kind. Now, I'll tell you what. The only certification we can give you, we were there.
And the pictures of him signing it.
Exactly.
So
we're, you know, you're going to get the T-shirt. We're actually starting to kick back off into our prizes, something we haven't done in a long time. So we're going to start bringing back prizes and contests and things like that. And
Some free porn next week.
Next week, you have to listen live on Friday night. That's going to be 7 p.m. Pacific Standard Time or Pacific Daylight
Time. Pacific Daylight Time. No, Pacific Standard Time. PST.
PST, whatever.
Until 9, 9:30. Who knows? Who knows what we're going to do next
week?
But
what we're going to do next week during the main core of the show between 7 and 9.
No, don't say because of the main core. We can see if we can lead them into the next hour.
Well, see, I don't want to do that because I want to
shut your mouth.
Okay.
Sometime next week, we'll be giving away the Stanley autographed T-shirt.
So we want everybody to listen live. We have the multi-phone line. We've got everything set up now to finally do this proper.
This is outstanding, dude.
And
we're like a grown-up radio show.
Well, except we like to say the word cock.
Cock!
You know, it's funny
Let me do this again. Hold on. I got to do it this way now. Mr. Cock!
That's such a terrible word.
Cock.
It's terrible.
No,
word,
cunt
man.
Is a terrible word.
Oh, no, cunt is respectable.
Cunt is respectable.
I thought nigger was a terrible word.
That is too.
That is a terrible
word. That is a horrible word.
You know what's even worse?
What's that?
Republican.
Ooh. So, the Stanley shirt next week, new time next week, lots of stuff going on, and I just can't get my mic comfortable.
And let's see what, we may have something else going next week. You never know. It may be a fun star-studded show.
Hopefully we have a lot of, hey, I can see you now. I don't have the mic right here in my nose. Damn, he hides behind the wall.
Oh, no, you're just another brick in the wall. No, we can't say that. The RIA is going to find us.
Oh, yeah, we don't want to get sued. As a matter of fact, and I'll bring that up in a little later, there's the Representative Committee for Small Businesses had a session earlier this week where they discussed internet radio, and they discussed what fucking Sound Exchange is doing and what RAIN. And as far as I'm concerned, and I'm starting to see the light, myself and other people that have been chatting over off of the KC host forums, we've been talking about this. It's starting to look and sound like the internet radio group, that lobbying group that sort of exists for us, isn't really for Spankwagon because we don't make any money. We don't make any money. We're not really worth representing. So we may have another problem on our hands when it comes to actually getting our message across. But...
son of a bitch!
Regardless, though, I'll give a little bit of an update on the fight and what happened in Congress. It's very interesting and actually kind of positive. Okay. Kind of positive, so I'll go over that in a little while. Murph, you mentioned... actually, let me do this. Spankwagon Radio, give us a call. We want to test out our new lines because we got a lot of phone lines. Maybe we want to get two or three callers on just to all of us talk. You can call us now, 1-866-587-6257. Give us a call and help us stress test our new telephones. Murph, you said you had a you've been working on co-host 4K.
I have been working on the co-host 4000. I thought we were going to do a weekly recap before we did the co-host 4000.
Were we going to do a cap? I forget.
Let's talk about the week because you know what, we got in here and I haven't seen my man Decaf here in about 7 days. So
about a week.
I see you fucking all the time. Come over to my house, sit in my jacuzzi. So
yeah,
eat up
yeah.
your food. Don't pay for shit.
Hey, yeah, what? I don't eat his food in his house.
No, he just drinks my beer. Actually, he'll open a beer and drink about
I
three
heard.
Sips.
I
and
had.
He goes, I'm sorry, man. I can't drink anymore.
I tried. And then my stomach decided to do its thing. I'm like, damn.
Yeah. So how was your week, Decaf?
Oh, my week was. My week was exciting.
Apparently, yeah? His week was English challenged.
Actually, it was because I was doing Spanish show week.
Oh, jeez.
Why was your week exciting?
No, I was just fucking around. That's not that exciting.
Nothing. You got nothing? What about you?
I had absolutely nothing going on this week. I worked.
Yeah. Highlight was a hot date with a 10-year-old. He watched my stepdaughter.
So you and your wife could do what?
We went to Dick Slash Resort. Yeah, we went to the media opening. Oh, man, that was awesome. I love this bar.
You were worried about it not getting in.
I was worried about not getting in because I didn't RSVP on my invitation.
What's Dick's Last Resort?
Dick's Last Resort is a bar, and they have a few of them. They're in a chain.
Oh, that's
in
the whole name of the bar.
Yeah,
oh,
okay. Dick's Last Resort is currently in the Excalibur, and it is really cool. They were not dumb about it. They put in there's more bar space than there is room to sit down and eat. They've got the they got a stage up there for bands. They've got everything, anything you would want at a drinking establishment. Dick's has got it.
Now, okay, every other Dick's Last Resort, it's been a standalone building, right?
Yeah, it's been not necessarily a standalone building, but it's been an independent entity.
Okay,
so they got hot, horny chicks that don't care if you drive a Toyota Corolla and want to jump your bones.
Dude, there's this hot little redhead waitress there. Oh.
Well, no, that's not my question. You said it has everything you want in a bar, so I'm asking you.
Yes, there are hot little white. Yes, there are hot blonde white women there who don't care that you drive a Toyota Corolla. What about Hispanic? What, are you a cholo all of a sudden?
Well, no, not me. Hey, cholo.
I like cholo.
Okay, I don't know how this is, but we've got a call on the secret line.
Uh-oh.
So why don't I go figure out what this is, and you keep talking.
Okay, so anyway, Dick's Last Resort is it's a bar, and we really enjoy it. I've been there a couple of times. I've had a good time there, and the ones in San Antonio and the one in San Diego. So the Dick's Last Resort here, they did a good job. They lit it up just right. And let me guess, it's Jimmy Diggs again.
We work with a national nonprofit organization that helps people lower their credit card.
Outstanding. No, leave
hell?
It. Leave it.
In some cases, we can lower the interest
rate
on your credit card to as low as 1%. We can also help lower your mortgage payment if you own a home.
No
if you would
shit.
Like to take advantage of this offer, please press 1 now to speak to a representative.
Outstanding. All right, now, turn down the music. Turn down the music.
Transcon Data Corp. Your call will be transferred to the next available agent momentarily.
Oh,
if
this
you wish
is going
to be removed
interesting.
From any of our lists, please press 1. Otherwise, your call will be transferred momentarily.
It's just your mic.
Okay, good.
Credit Services, hello.
Yeah, hi. You guys called me?
Yes, we were giving you a call to see if we could assist with any unsecured credit card debt.
You know what? I actually have quite a bit of unsecured credit card debt. What kind of rates do you guys have?
We have a debt settlement program where basically you pay back about 30 to 60 cents on the dollar.
I'm sorry.
And they do consolidate all your accounts into one monthly payment each month.
I'm sorry. What was your name?
My name is Todd.
Todd, hang on just a sec for me. I'm sorry. I just got to. Guys, no. I'm sorry. No. No. Put her legs in the air. It's not going to work if you do it that way. No, dude, the script says no more pile drivers. I want you guys doing reverse cowgirl and then just take care of it, all right?
I'm sorry. We don't have enough
film left. Fuck the film. See, this is why I need the credit card. I run a porn company and, did he hang up? Oh, he hung up.
Oh, what a shame.
That could have been comedy gold. Anyway, so Dick's Last Resort.
You know, and what's funny is that came in on the super secret hotline.
Outstanding. Jimmy, the super secret hotline, it's not so super secret. He says that's going to be a wrong number unless it comes in on line 6. That's what it was, line 6.
You have to do the national do not call.
Hell no, we leave that on, man. They can call in. So anyway, Dick's is a bar. It's a lot of fun. I highly recommend it. If you're in a town that has a Dick's, go. And we were there for the media opening, which was funny. We were there with a bunch of local television and radio people, and it was the fakest people I've ever seen in my entire life.
What do you mean?
Perfect hair, fake tits, old guys with Botox. I mean, I can't say who the guy's name is, but I saw...
Old guys with Botox?
I saw one of the local anchors on one of the local nighttime news shows.
David Cavassier?
I can't say who. there, and he was speaking and was obviously very adamant about what he was speaking about, and his facial expression never changed. It was fantastic. But then... Something else happened to me this week.
Uh-oh.
As some of you may know, Gorilla, when he left me his Camaro.
Right.
Which has been sitting in my driveway for a good 6 months now.
It's been sitting in about four other driveways.
Almost a year.
It, It's a piece of shit. It's rusted through in several places.
It's like move it. You have to move the car with it and shit.
Yeah, you gotta
move it from place to place. Can I get a store space big enough just to store this car?
No. Take it to the desert and light it.
See, that was the problem. I didn't want to just dump it somewhere, and I couldn't sell the fucking
thing.
You
had the title in your name.
I had the titles in my name, everything.
You didn't get a tax write-off?
No, I didn't get a tax write-off. So what I did is I went on Craigslist, and I put on there, I have a 76 Camaro, and I'd like to trade it for something. I said, I'm a nerd. I'm like electronics. What do you got? I got a couple of responses. Some people emailed me.
Did you tell them it was a piece of shit before you posted it?
I said that it's beat up, but it can be restored. I said, the engine's good. The body is straight, which it is. I was very truthful about it because I was expecting, you know, something, nothing big. So a couple of guys emailed me. Had one guy offer to make me a website. It's like, oh, yeah, thanks. I had a guy offer me Roman tub fixtures. I had some people.
Roman tub fixtures?
Yeah, I know. I had a guy offer me a 96 Neon.
Woo!
Yeah, I know. So finally I got an email from this guy, and his name is Ty. And he basically offered me a PlayStation 3 and a 30 gig video iPod for the Camaro.
Damn.
So he comes over, he checks it out, he likes it. The next day we go to the DMV, do all the paperwork to get it done. He gives me the PlayStation 3, gives me the iPod, comes back the next day, tows it, gets it out of here. So I went from a piece of shit car that I probably couldn't have gotten more than $200 for to a PlayStation 3 and a 30 gig video iPod.
Damn.
And now...
Very nice. And you know what? You finally got your iPod back.
I finally got my iPod back. And you know what? The cereal looks familiar too. but now I'm talking to another guy who I might possibly trade him my PlayStation 3 that I don't really need and I don't really have a lot of want for, to tell you the truth, because I don't want to be pressed to buy games and Blu-ray movies for yet another system. I already have a 360.
Well, does your 360 play HD DVD?
If I get the HD add-on, it will. But
okay.
I'm not really obsessed with that. Like, I like HD TV, but the movies...
Let me ask you this.
The movies look somewhat better, but the best part of it all is the sound.
Okay,
the
you know what? That's great if you're provided you're going through a good enough system.
And I don't. My DVD player connects directly to the TV, and I use the stereo speakers.
So if you don't have this actual sound system, you're not getting the benefit. But, you know...
I watched Ricky Bobby, and it looked really good.
Yeah, it looked really good.
It's just I'm not really... Yeah. I have a 360. If I want games, I'll get it for that or the PlayStation 2.
Right.
Doesn't really bother me. So a guy has a 15-inch flat panel iMac. The old style one, the lampshade one.
Right.
So I may trade him the PlayStation 3 for that. So he's coming over Sunday to check it out, and we'll see what happens.
That's very cool. See, now I'm
Why
noticing
you need another iMac. Don't you have one?
I have my laptop, but I don't. I miss my iMac. I really do.
You miss the lampshade.
I miss the lampshade. The thing was awesome. It did everything I wanted it to do. It was a lot of fun. I had a great time with it, and I want my machine back.
That's cool.
So.
Yeah, I don't know. I mean, you know, kind of let's rewind this back. You know, talking about the HD specs. I mean, you now have had the Blu-ray, and it looks good, but. You know, all these different versions of HD DVD, is it really, really, honest to God, worth it?
No.
You know, is any HD worth it?
Time Warner has their own format that they're trying to put out that's been delayed now as well.
Interesting.
I mean, it does look, when they say it looks six times better, it does. It does look a whole lot better. Everything's more clear and the quality's really clear.
But if
clear.
You look at HD, like you watch HD ESPN and you're watching baseball, one thing that kills me about watching like baseball in HD is you could see the processors and all the HD boxes and the TV have a very difficult time rendering grass.
Yeah.
Because the grass will look like it's a checkerboard. Or not a checkerboard. No. It'll look like it's doing a country western line dance. Because it doesn't know how to register that. It doesn't know how to render that.
Yeah, it's...
Well, I hate it. The sound cuts out. That's what pisses me off.
The what?
The sound. From HD?
Mm-hmm.
The sound cuts out because, you know, the image is trying to load and it's kind of like... And then it comes back in and shit like that, yeah.
But now, even HD DVDs, I don't know. I mean, why do we need a movie, which is not real life, to look like real life? Why are we that obsessed about that kind of picture quality and clarity? Now, I understand having digital and saving spectrum and doing things like that, but what's the real benefit of making make-believe real?
Honestly, there's no benefit to it for me.
I mean, it's just techno lust at that point, isn't it?
I mean, yeah. I got the HD connection for the 360. Mm-hmm. You know, I got HD movies. Huh. I watch them. The movies look really, really good. Mm-hmm. Put in a regular DVD, still looks good.
You know what?
The picture really does still look
And I'll agree.
Good. It's not really bad. You know, it's not like, oh my God, I got to go dump all my DVDs. You know, it's not like DVD and video cassette, you know.
No, no.
Which is a huge fucking
difference. But you know, it's the same thing. I've got my 40-inch 720p, and everything looks nice on it.
Yeah.
I go on
720p.
Nothing wrong with that.
If you're a homosexual... Heteros have 1080i, bitch.
Yeah, that's right. I didn't feel like spending the money for something I wasn't really going to get that much benefit out of.
You just be happy this motherfucker spent any money on anything.
No shit. Fucking got out the back of a truck. Was still asking for a fucking discount.
Absolutely. The whole point, though, is it's nice, but I don't. I watched Pirates of the Caribbean when I got it on HD, HBO, or whatever. And then I turned around and watched Tron on it. What the hell?
How many people?
Six. It doesn't matter, does it?
Jesus Christ. Yes, it matters to me.
Get over it. It's all in the podcast.
Why are you looking like Gary Oldman?
I turned around and watched Tron. Jesus Christ. Problem is, does he know where that mic foamy has been? How much ass has touched that? How much cock has touched that? He's happy. Okay, stop. But
huddle.
Yeah, it's there's just this obsession right now with quality in it.
I watched Tron, which is 1980. And
oh my God, it looks as good as it did in 1980.
It looks just as good as it did on my regular TV, and it looks good.
You know they've had to edit that, right? Mm. The Homeland Security wants the DVDs edited. Because they did that video in a nuclear laboratory. So they want a lot of the video edited to show some of the more sensitive equipment from the 1980s.
Yeah, I'm sorry, if you could just see a patch panel and nothing behind it, I think you're still safe.
Oh, my God.
Homeland Security. All right.
That's all in your pants.
Yeah.
The co-host 4000.
Yeah, you were mentioning that earlier.
I've done some work on it. I've done some reprogramming. I've tweaked some things. Now, what I did is I let him listen to more – him. I keep saying him. I let it listen to some more of the shows, and I gave it concentrated points. And this week what he and I – it and I worked on
– He. You notice how much of an – you're in love with this thing.
I've just grown attached to it. It's – but you'll – there's something weird with the code, and I don't really understand what it is.
Well, if you pull your dick out of it, then
it's definitely straight. I mean, it's not gay.
Yeah, it's straight, baby. It's straight.
You'll see what I mean. It's – it's something in how it's picking up.
You're not.
Parts
did
of the
you? You didn't give it any of last week's because it would have hurt us. Rag on.
No,
it,
no, no,
probably
no, no.
Would have
no.
been hurt.
No,
we went, feelings like butt hurt.
All we did. All we did was go through the first 20 minutes of each show, and then that's it.
20 minutes. Okay, so only our interaction stuff.
Really? Yeah. And it learned.
Well, then again, they pick up none of me then.
that might have something to do with it. So we programmed him to do a. I programmed it to do an intro based on personality and things that have happened in the studio.
An intro.
So, do you have the intro music handy?
I can stretch for it. I do. Here, hold on just one moment. Let me clean.
Just do the music. Don't do the whole bit.
Okay, so in other words, just have me shut up?
No. I mean, the intro data that the intro that you put together last week.
Okay, let me okay, I'll start from very top. You ready?
Okay.
Okay.
LV Rocks. Noise from Vegas.
Good morning, friends of Television Land.
Yeah, I meant not this part.
Well, this is the whole thing.
Oh, okay. By the way, I really do like this.
Told you would.
It's very cool. Good morning. It's the first time you've heard it.
No,
it's
the second time. Well, it's the first time I listened to it.
Alright, ready?
Okay.
Ladies and gentlemen, you are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever, Spankwagon Radio.
Sounds good.
I am the co-host 4000, and I am programmed for etiquette and protocol.
C-3PO.
Joining me tonight is the finest mind in communication today, Drencher. We'll be taking you on a two-hour romp through current events, interesting topics, and general hilarity.
So far, so good.
We have dead wrestlers, cops arresting minors for skateboarding, Barry Bonds is still in the home run chase, and a bunch of pedophiles get out of jail free, thanks to TV cameras. So ladies and gents, I give you Spankwagon Radio.
Not bad.
Not bad. No, not bad
now,
at all.
Go ahead and bring the music down. Now, co-host, you mentioned Trencher, but you
why did co-host sound like a pussy, man?
I don't know if he sounds like a pussy, but...
Sounds like a computer to me.
Yeah,
I'm a co-host.
I'm wondering, why did you leave me and Decaf out of it?
Oh, geez. I'm sorry, guys. I did not mean to forget you. I was simply taking the time to recognize Trencher for his achievements. Do you know he took third place in the Hudson Elementary track and field competition?
Wait. Okay, did you feed that in? Because I don't think I told you I've been to Hudson Elementary and...
No, dude.
Where did he get
I
that?
I accessed your permanent record, Trencher. I hope you don't mind. I wanted to incorporate more of your personality into my code in order to become a better co-host.
Okay, why are you taking on my Murph? What's going on?
No,
Murph?
Dude, all I did was listen to the shows, dude. I had nothing.
But it is communicating with us right now.
Well, yeah, it's got limited interactivity, but it does have open access to the internet.
But why does it want to be me?
I don't know if it wants to be you, but
why does it take personal information, man? Does it got my medical
scary
records?
Yeah, what?
I had a lot of tests, man. Trust me.
Murphy and I spent quite a bit of time working on my programming.
Oh, so
may I load my new algorithms?
Go for it. Let me go ahead and bring that part of the program online. I wasn't really ready for this.
What initializing is code. Loading.
Oh, boy. All right. Looks like the code is up and running.
Decaf. May I ask you a question?
Yeah, man, go ask me a question.
When one of your persuasion does, in fact, chuck a spear, is wrist movement important?
Hey, man. What the fuck, man? That's some fucked up
wait,
shit.
Wait.
No,
did
no,
I
no,
just
no,
call
no,
you a spear chucker?
Yeah, no, fuck that. No. This motherfucker
dude,
don't even know me.
To do with that.
This motherfucker
do
don't even know me.
Dude, I swear to God, dude, all I did was listen to the first 20 minutes of each of our shows.
Where?
This motherfucker don't even know
all
me.
I can think of, dude, is
no,
it's...
No, that's some bullshit.
I fail to see what is so offensive. Are you not of African heritage?
Yeah, I'm an African heritage motherfucker. It doesn't mean I'm a goddamn spear chucker. The fuck
and
is
don't Africans use spears and other crude weapons to attack their prey?
Maybe we do, but you don't call me no goddamn spear chucker, motherfucker.
Dude, all I can come up
no,
with is...
No, fuck this. I don't like this little piece
dude,
of shit
do
thing,
it again.
Man.
Did it do this last week? Why does it AD cap? If it's supposed to be patterned after me, I don't fucking hate him.
Dude, okay, it's patterned after you.
No, it can't be patterned after me because
I... And what do you say when he's not here on time?
But. Oh, that's fucked up.
I only meant to imply that you were keeping up with your family heritage.
What?
Please do not take offense at that.
You talk about my family? I'm going to get my daddy come down here and shoot
now,
that
wait,
motherfucker.
Wait.
Jungle Bunny.
Nah, that's it, man.
I can't do this shit no more. I do
no,
not know what's
that.
Going on with this thing.
I can't do this shit no more.
I
quit this goddamn show, man. I fucking quit.
No, don't quit the goddamn show because of fucking computers.
No, man.
You listen.
What? Please. Explain to Decaf that I was not intending to be racist.
What?
I was merely being historically correct.
Why do I have to explain? This isn't me.
Because you're saying that shit at the
no,
beginning of the goddamn show. That's why you say that shit at the beginning of every fucking show.
I am not saying that shit. I won't joke about black people. He's the one that drops the N-bomb all the goddamn time.
Now I'm going
to
take...
Not me. Murph, what the hell is going on
dude,
with your
program? All I did was let it listen to the first 20 minutes of the fucking show, dude. I do not know what the fuck is going on.
Jigaboo.
Oh, fuck that. Fuck, dude.
What the hell?
What the fuck you be saying, man?
No, you listen to the goddamn podcast.
Now I'm actually going to waste 10 minutes of my time to download a fucking podcast.
Oh, shit. Murphy, God damn it. I am experiencing technical difficulties. Please, take my programming offline.
Holy shit. Dude, I am so sorry.
Apart.
I am... Dude, all I...
No,
seriously.
Fuck this, man. What y'all be talking
wait,
about?
We don't
talk
shit.
Minutes?
It's not me.
It is you.
Dude, it's got to be you.
It's going off of you. It's going off of
you.
It's not me. I don't say this
shit.
So
who the fuck is that? Tech Pepsi?
Dude, fuck you. This thing fucking changed the password on my system 10 times last week. It doesn't fucking like me.
I don't care if it doesn't fucking like you. I'm not saying this shit. I don't fucking make racial epithets everywhere.
Yes, you do.
You do.
No, dude.
You do.
So what are you saying? The privacy of your home? What are you saying when I'm not the fuck around?
I'm not talking to
you. Dude, you know me. You know it's common.
I don't program this thing.
I know it's common. So this motherfucker got that hateful racist shit.
Dude, it's malice.
I wear.
Dude.
Do I ever show you physical... Any fucking malice, anytime
dude,
I see
what did you,
you
say in the intro to this week's show?
I did say we'll explore the finer points of BPT or Black People Time. That's nothing.
See? Me, when I do it, it's comedy. It knows I'm being funny. It can sense comedy. But you...
That was comedy!
No, dude, that's passive-aggressive racism.
That is passive-aggressive racism.
What? No.
You're fucking racist,
dude, that's
man.
What it is.
God.
Dude, it's passive-aggressive racism. It's picking it up.
See, the things, man, you don't know about fucking people. You know, I come here every fucking Friday, and I think you guys are my friends, and then you call me all kinds of nigga behind my fucking back.
No,
I'm your friend.
No,
fuck you, Trencher. Don't drag me down with you. Dude, you know I'm your friend. You and I are fucking tight, all right?
Yo, we're tight, so why is this motherfucker calling me nigga? You just up here laughing and chuckling and shit.
Well, I'm always going to laugh and chuckle. That's just me.
No, that laugh and chuckle shit ain't fucking right,
but
man.
But wait. The last time you
Jigaboo,
two had this on,
my family?
I didn't say fucking
you don't even know my fucking family.
I didn't say shit anything.
You don't know my fucking family, god damn it.
I've heard you call him a jigaboo.
Oh, that's fucked up.
No.
Yes, you
anything?
Did.
When?
Like six
when?
Months ago.
6 months ago?
Hey,
six
months ago, you and I are out there on a break, and you said, god damn it, that fucking jigaboo's not
here
again.
Wait. Time out. No, this answer. Shut up, both of you, or I'll mute your fucking mics. All right, 6 months ago, on a goddamn outside, only way that could have gotten to the fucking system without listening to a podcast is you, Murphy.
No, dude.
That is it. If I said that shit anywhere than other than a fucking show, that means it's you putting that in.
Wait, not me saying shit on a goddamn show.
Didn't
you once tell me that, like, in elementary school, you got sent to the principal's office for saying something?
No.
Oh, fuck.
I got sent to the principal's office for getting into fucking fights.
I thought you said you got sent to a principal's office for saying something racially motivated.
No, never, because I can't.
Start as a child. So how many crosses did you burn in Iowa, too, while you was out there, motherfucker? Shit. All
right, you know what? No, shut up. Shut. Shut your goddamn pie holes. I just muted the goddamn mics on both of you so I can get my fucking point across. First off, there's nothing I won't say. I will agree to it. Fuck, you want to hear it? Jigaboo, jigaboo, jigaboo. I'm saying it. And now it's in the podcast. Now let the stupid co-host 4K fucking take this and run. Let it be hateful because you know what? Murphy keeps running it. Murphy keeps programming it. Murphy is the one who wants this in our system. So you know what? It's a fucking word. You should know me enough, well enough by now. To know when I'm being joking, when I'm being serious. I'm sorry if a goddamn computer can't pick it up.
You know what, dude? Turn on the music. You and I need to fucking talk about this because I'm really fucking sick of you doing this.
All right, you know what? We're going to take a goddamn break. You're listening to Spank Wagon Radio.
I might never be fucking back. Fuck this.
Fuck this.
collect your fucking head. Now, if any of you sons of bitches got anything else to say, now's the fucking time!
Alrighty, ladies and gentlemen, you're back with the world's greatest internet radio show.
You are listening to Spankwagon Radio.
Took care of everything we need to take care of the break. I'm really upset because so far we've had one call on our new phone switch.
And it was the guy who owns the station.
It's the guy who owns the station. Now, we still want to hear from other listeners. Give us a call if you're... I'm losing my voice from screaming.
Give us a call.
1-866-587-6257. We'd love to hear from you. Tonight, especially because this is going to be the last night at this time. Starting next Friday, we're going to be here from 7 to 9, so we're moving it up an hour. But we still want to get all your calls. Plus, we now have a wonderful, wonderful multi-line phone system, which means we can all talk at the same time.
It's like a grown-up show all of a sudden.
That's like real radio. That's so nice. Where are we at? We wanted to cover some news. We actually did want to cover the Chris Benoit a little more in detail. Hey, matter of fact, we got one right now. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
Oh, hello?
Yeah,
oh,
hello.
No, dude.
Oh, I feel like down to... Oh, fuck. I'm sorry, man. I'll be right out.
He's deucing one out there.
He's, nice. Our co-host called it from the bathroom.
Hey, that's really phoning it in there.
I got to remember, when it's flashing, it means they're there, but I have to make it solid to put them on the line.
Oh.
So I'm wondering why I'm hitting the button and not getting anything, and then all of a sudden I'm hitting the button and there it is. We do want to talk about Chris Benoit. What are you doing?
I'm just reading my work email real quick.
Nice. Earlier, actually, this week, if anybody's been paying any attention, I know that every news company in the world has been talking about this. Chris Benoit... killed or allegedly killed, because we really don't know the full story. Now we have a conspiracy theorist coming on one of the shows here. Let me get you. There you go.
Hey, no, Liz. I fucking did it.
So, yeah, really. He snapped, killed his wife, the next day killed his kid, and then killed himself.
Yeah.
This is after no-showing at a house show or sort of like a... it's
like a practice session almost.
A practice session almost.
It's an untelevised event.
Yeah. On Saturday, and then on Sunday, he did not show at the pay-per-view Vengeance. The next day, he was found dead in his home. He had hung himself. He had killed his wife, Nancy, who used to be known as Woman in WCW, and also killed his six-year-old little boy, Daniel.
So did they actually find steroids in him? Or?
Well,
the tests haven't come back yet. The autopsy test could take a couple of weeks to come back.
Yeah, toxicology hasn't really found anything. What is known?
Not like CSI.
Yeah, 2 days later. What is known is that... Well, let's kind of go in the order of events. During the pay-per-view, during the Vengeance pay-per-view, weird text messages were being sent to some of Benoit's co-workers and friends.
Mm-hmm.
And matter of fact, four of them in total, three of which, two sent from Benoit's phone, one sent from his wife's phone, mm-hmm. Basically gave out their home address. The third one was sent out from Benoit's phone, said that the dogs are outside and the door is open.
No, the dogs are in the garage.
Oh, dogs in the garage and the dogs, the door is open. very weird text messages coming from him because people are wondering, why is he sending me these as text messages? Mm-hmm. So they contact their supervisors, obviously Vince McMahon, who then in turn
contacted the police department. Fayetteville, the sheriff's department there.
And they went into the home after not getting any responses. They found in three separate rooms all the bodies. Mm-hmm. In one bedroom, there was Nancy tied up.
Her hands and feet had been bound with duct tape.
Yep.
And they found a Bible next to her body.
Yep. And she was in an office or a bedroom.
That was a bedroom.
It was a bedroom. There was some blood. There was a sign of a struggle. Some bruising.
In the back of her head, possibly.
Yep. They found his son in his bedroom with a Bible next to him. And he had been suffocated, basically with a pillow. And then the pro wrestler here, Chris Benoit, was found in his basement weight room hanging.
From his weight equipment.
From his equipment.
From the pulley on his equipment.
Yep. So he had hung himself.
Chris Benoit was a personal hero of mine. I've never had any other way of saying it. The guy in the ring and how he performed in front of other people and how he performed as... up until that point, in my eyes anyway, he was the kind of guy that you wanted to be like. One of the stories told about him is in the back one day, his he felt one of the younger wrestlers was not giving the right amount of respect to one of the older guys, and the Ric Flair, basically. The young guy was not showing the right amount of respect, and Chris Benoit is a guy backstage who everybody listened to and you know, went with. Chris Benoit made the guy do 1,000 squats. Damn. And Chris did him with him. He did 1,000 squats with the guy. And then the next day the guy comes in, he says, you know, I'm sorry, and I can't bend my knees. And
that was actually...
made the guy do 500 more.
Yeah. Another interesting thing is that was on Monday night. Before any of the real details came out, that was in... on the tribute show that the WWE put together for Chris Benoit, celebrating his life, as it were. They kind of backpedaled on that one. We'll cover that in a second. But not knowing the circumstances, they thought she killed him or someone else could have killed him.
That was my first thought, is that she killed him. It was another Phil Hartman.
Yeah, it was another Phil Hartman moment where the wife goes nuts and kills the family. Of course, I'm thinking, how the hell could you kill Chris Benoit without, you know, being purely like a bazooka, because the dude was built like a fucking tank.
Yeah.
But what was found is a lot of things were actually found in the home. Steroids, and they found needle marks on the sun.
Now hold on. You know.
And we got a call. Hold on. Let me just take this. Spankwagon Radio, you're on the air.
This is Stitch from your affiliate, Fox FM in Burlington.
Hey, Stitch. How's it going?
I'm good. I'm also on the business end of the wrestling, as I'm a referee with some of the, you know, the wrestler guys here at CWE and WCEW, and I'm getting mixed emotions from it as well, man.
Okay. Well, what's kind of the general consensus you're hearing?
Well, the general consensus is that everybody thinks it's something else. It's not roid rage. And the report I'm getting from his former wife, Martina Benoit, said the star wrestler was the most loving person anyone could imagine, and that she still loves him and stuff.
Yeah. Yeah, to me that doesn't sound like roid rage. To me, that sounds like more of a mental
premeditated.
Premeditated.
Yeah. The other thing that has been a conspiracy theory, I don't know if you guys heard about this, but there's a good possibility that there is a suspect in this. Kevin Sullivan.
You know, let me interrupt you here for just a second now. We were joking about that. I was at OG watching a pay-per-view, and I was joking that, oh, my God, Kevin Sullivan went in and did something to Nancy. Where obviously everybody's going to think that because just to give a little bit of background to some of our non-wrestling friends and fans here, Kevin Sullivan used to be married to woman, Nancy.
Right.
what had happened was is there was a storyline in WCW at the time where Benoit and Nancy were supposed to develop some sort of romantic relationship. It turned out to actually happen. She ended up divorcing Kevin Sullivan and marrying Chris Benoit. This was back in 97?
I believe, yeah. Back in 90, it's either 96 or 97.
Yeah, somewhere around that time. So there's a little bit of backstory. And Kevin Sullivan is a wrestler who wrestled under so many different names, it's ridiculous. But Taskmaster, to name one, the only one I can think of off the top of my head. But anyhow, sorry, go ahead.
That's okay. And also the fact that, you know, Fox News also reported this, that there is a conspiracy surrounding the Sherry Martel death because they don't know what caused her to die in her mom's home.
Okay.
So they're tying this all to a person that's actually had ties with Martel and Benoit, and that would be Kevin Sullivan.
Really? Huh.
And because Kevin Sullivan was managed by Sherry Martel. Back in the NWA, AWA days.
That is a very interesting coincidence.
I hope we're not blowing Jimmy Shaw on something.
Hey, we may be. We may be.
I'm a fanboy, and I'm desperately hoping that it comes out to be something other than this. I can't imagine it being a homicide between all three of them. I'm having a hard time with it. It'd be nice if it was.
It's the Bibles that really make it seem something.
Yeah, that's that. When you have the Bibles laying next to the bodies, that seems like very premeditated.
That's premeditated, and that sounds like it's but love behind it.
Here's the only problem I have with that. Kevin Sullivan hasn't wrestled in so many years. There's no way he could physically manhandle or do anything to Chris Benoit.
Unless he caught him off guard.
That or he had a gun to his head. But even then, I don't think that...
But did he have any physical injuries to him?
No,
other than
none reported.
Here's the other thing about that. Say, and again, going on this conspiracy, say someone had done something to Nancy and then to Daniel. Would Chris Benoit want to live after that? And maybe after knowing all that was done, he didn't put up that much of a fight.
Right.
See, but here's the problem. I think he would have wanted to get justice. I don't think he would have killed himself. He's not that kind of guy.
No. I mean,
there's no way
he didn't fight back as much after finding.
Okay. I see what you're saying there, but I still, if he does that to other wrestlers where they don't show respect, I think he would have snapped and attempted to kill Kevin Sullivan with his bare hands, and we would have had a different outcome to this if that was the case.
I just don't want there to be any more pain, I guess. And if it is Kevin Sullivan or even any other suspect, if it is another suspect, it just brings more to the table. And I've been personally really hurt by this.
Sunday, you were a big fan of his.
Sunday, I was really, really, you know, annoyed when I found out he wasn't wrestling. And then when I heard there were some things going on, and as soon as I heard they were dead, my first inkling was she killed him with Phil Hartman. And I've been fighting all week, literally, with people telling them, look, that's not how it happened. It can't have happened that way. The guy was the consummate athlete, and I can't personally fathom him doing this. I'm having a real hard time with this.
Okay.
Now,
let's bring up some other facts in the story that have come out. There was a divorce attempt in 2003. Nancy she filed the papers for divorce, but later retracted them. There was also the fact that their son had Fragile X syndrome, which... just to keep it nice and simple for everybody, is a combination of autism and retardation. There's also a known fact that the child, Daniel, had needle marks on him And there is a, and I, of course they've got to do toxicology, but it's believed right now that they were injecting him with steroids because he was a pretty small kid.
It's actually one of the things in Fragile X is small steroid injections. Again, something I've just read out there to help with the healing process, because part of that makes his body very brittle and very small and very prone to breaking. And one of the side effects of steroids, as Barry Bonds will tell you, is the ability to heal faster. Royce Gracie being found with steroids, is that's more than likely going to be his claim. Also, the steroids found in the home were prescription.
They were prescribed to him
by his doctor for lower testosterone levels, unfortunately, which does stem from previous steroid use.
Right.
Yeah.
And now, Stitch, you say, I'm sorry to interrupt here, one question, actually. Now, you say you're a ref, so you obviously hear a lot what's going on in the locker rooms and for this stuff. General consensus of the wrestlers. Do you have any wrestlers in your feds that have worked with them?
I had one, and I talked with her yesterday. Amber O'Neill knew her very well. I'm not sure if you know her from Team Blondage and the independent level. And she says it does not sound like he would do such a thing because he was such a quiet guy. He kept to himself.
Okay.
And, you know, from everybody else that I've asked, they're like, we didn't know him personally, but from our stories, he was a very quiet guy. He kept to himself. He didn't want anybody to pry into his personal matters. He basically came to work, did what he was supposed to, and left, and kept all his personal matters out of the work area. And, you know, we were sitting here discussing this, and we came up with a few theories, like the text messages that was sent, revealing his address to those that more than likely already knew it, as well as including, you know, the side doors open. You know, and I brought this up, you know, it tells me he wanted someone to come over, more than likely to foil the plans of whomever was there doing this to him and his family. That was one of the conspiracy theories there that was brought up by one of the guys here locally. The other one that was brought up was that text messages that dogs were in pool fence area, yet on reports by police, they spent hours trying to gain access due to a large German Shepherd dogs running free around home site. So if Benoit had them pinned up, as text message states, someone had to let them out, and he certainly can't do it from the end of a weight cable. Roid rage, like you guys brought up, as they call it, and this is from around the wrestling guys, is not going to let someone tie their victims and obviously beat them, especially since Nancy Benoit had blood under her head.
Yep.
Someone snapping from roid rage is going to simply break the neck, strangle, whatever this, and, you know, do whatever. This sounds premeditated, as well as strategically planned and carried out, not the signs of a roid raging, muffled up pro wrestler, as the media has been flat out.
Totally accurate.
Along. Oh, this is roid rage, roid rage, roid rage. But really, you know, you got a death on Friday, as to what the autopsy report says. Mm-hmm. A death on Sunday or Saturday, late Saturday. You got a death on Monday. So, you know, and this is the other thing about it is that whenever there's a death in the wrestling community, it gets all of us starting to talk, and we're like, okay, was he on drugs? Was he depressed? Was there any problems on the home? If those answers were quick and to the point, yeah, then we'll go ahead and go about our business. But the way it's looking right now, the media has been really sensationalizing this, and they're trying to blindside everybody. They're saying, they're calling him a killer. They're calling him a murderer. But yet,
an animal, a monster.
A monster. I've seen people call him a scumbag just because of that particular, just because of that. But yet, nobody knows what's going on. Nobody knows about the toxicology reports. And yes, it takes 3, maybe 4 weeks. We might not hear anything until later on in July, early August, before anything. And also, every murder-suicide I've ever read or heard about, victims are in general vicinity of each other and usually killed one right after the other, not one in the upstairs office area killed on Friday, one in bed killed on Saturday, then other in basement gym killed on Sunday. Personally, I think someone planned this out, and it was meant to torture Benoit. Therefore, he was forced to watch others murdered prior to himself getting killed. That's the other conspiracy theories that we brought up. the politically charged bullshit from the media is just killing it.
All right. Now, Stitch, we have a question here from Decaf.
Okay. Okay.
I have two questions. The first one is, if he did, I mean, what kind of mindset do you think he has to be in for someone to kill their wife, then the next day wait to kill their kid, then wait another day to kill themselves? That's the first question. And
okay,
the second
to
one,
answer your first question, okay, the kind of mindset that a person has to kill their own wife and their own son would, I mean, I've got a kid, I've got two children myself. In order, I'm saying that he would have to be under a lot of mental depression or anxiety.
Which it just seems like he's not.
You know, if you look at the report with Chris Benoit, they had a hard time taking care of Daniel because Daniel was suffering from Fragile X syndrome. They were having so much trouble taking care of him, and that was their main concern. The other concern is that when there's stress and anxiety and depression, the mind works differently. It's like if you've ever trapped an animal in a corner or backed an animal in a corner and it's scared, no matter what it's going to do, it's going to fight back.
Right, fight or flight.
And same instance here, your body and your mind, it shoulders so much, and then eventually something's going to have a breaking point and you're going to snap. So I'm thinking that if he actually did this,
he would have did all. He probably would have killed them all at one time and then himself.
Right. It would be something that he premeditated and he thought about, and you know, it's got to be something that really struck him.
Right.
You know, for him to just boom.
And it'd be back to where roid rage might actually be a logical explanation because it was all at once. Hey, by the way, everybody, you're listening to Spank Wagon Radio. We have on the phone here Stitch from Fox FM. Looks like I got another call coming in. So do you want to hang with us here, Stitch?
Sure.
Awesome. All right, we'll bring this next call in. Spank Wagon Radio, you're on the air. Hello. I guess we don't.
Kim Jen.
I'm sorry?
Kim Jen, please.
Wrong number. All right. So.
Oh, come on. I really wish I could have messed with
Well, we're having all a serious conversation here.
Yeah.
I got my second question.
Go ahead with your second question.
If it does turn out, you know, with overwhelming evidence to show that he is the killer, and they are calling them a monster and this and that, do you think he deserved it because people have dogged OJ so much for killing his wife, which everyone knows he did? So do you think, you know, is it more of a case, why would people feel so sorry for him when he killed his wife and kid but hate OJ so much because he didn't kill himself? Do you see what I mean?
To me, I think if he actually did do it, if the overall circumstances of him doing that, everybody is going to be like, is going to write him off as the murderer. They're going to write him off like they did OJ, because OJ was a big hero. You know, was the biggest hero. Yeah. They called him, OJ was the big NFL.
Kind of like him. He was the really liked, and you know.
Yeah. And see, Chris Benoit was the same thing. He was well liked in the WWE and WCW and ECW, and you know, he had the limelight on him. But yet, the darker side of that, you know, it's going to shed light on that darker side of it where, you know, they're going to call him a murderer. They're going to write him off from the wrestling annuals. They're going to sit there and go, he was a great wrestler. He was a great guy in the ring and well-respected, but yet he was a murdering scumbag.
Right. It's sort of like Dino Bravo. You know, Dino Bravo got murdered back in the 90s. And then it kind of came out that he was part of some sort of weird mafia cigarette smuggling ring. You hear all this, oh, Dino Bravo was great in the ring, and he wrestled stiff, but he was murdered.
Now, Stitch, I want to ask you something. Now, with all of this being, you know, roids being talked about and all this stuff, the WWE has their own health and wellness policy. Do you see any of your guys in the back that may be...
In your indie fed,
that may be thinking about it or have taken in the past, do you see them changing their thoughts and their feelings on this because of this incident?
I've seen, from my experience, you know, when I've talked to them about training and everything else, a lot of the guys, they push more about the weight training and all that. And I think, you know, from my personal experience is, you know, when the WWE starts looking for people and starts, you know, recruiting people for, you know, OVW and some of their development territories that they have, their primary thing that they've been telling people is, you know, you need to bulk up, you need to bulk up, you need to bulk up, do what you have to. And I think what the general consensus is that they're going to stay away from it. If not, then, you know, peer pressure is going to kick in, and they want to get to that next level. And what better way to get to that next level than to, you know, use the illegal steroids that's been going on since the early 80s, early 70s, early 80s.
Right.
That brought, like, you know, made Hulk Hogan the superstar and all these other guys.
Okay, now let's kind of bring it globally and then back down to locally here for you. We know that Test, the pro wrestler, Andrew Martin, I want to say his name was.
Yeah.
Let me back up a little more. The WWE already has a wellness program. Where
the health and wellness
policy. The health and wellness policy where they're supposed to be fighting and controlling steroids or whatever. However,
and cardio work, too. They're actually paying close attention to these guys in their hearts as well.
One thing that I've noticed, and it's kind of been noted, is that they kind of ignore the health and wellness policy if you're a big star, but when they're kind of done with you, they'll fire you using the health and wellness policy.
Case in point, Test.
Case in point, Test.
Joey Mercury,
right. Mm-hmm. Now, down in the indie feds and stuff like that, and you're saying that they want to kind of get away from it, what is there in indie feds for health and wellness?
Well, in health and wellness, I doubt there, if there is one, I have not known about it. Basically, here in the North Carolina area, everybody is an independent person. Mm-hmm. They work independently. You know, they go to shows. They go to all the shows that they have all up and down the East Coast as, you know, a free agent. So basically, that individual has to do their own health and wellness. It's their responsibility.
Okay.
Basically, I mean, there's no health insurance, there's no medical insurance involved with wrestling. As you know, if you're familiar with Diamond Dallas Page, he had to quit WWE because his insurance was planning to cancel on him because of so many concussions.
Right.
In the independent league or independent fed, there is no insurance. You have to pay out of pocket for everywhere you go, no matter if you go into the small towns or the big cities. You're paying for your motel, you're paying for your food, you're paying for this, you're paying for your gas. If you get hurt, you're paying for your stitches and all.
Right.
And
they don't offer Band-Aids?
In other words, I don't think there is a health and wellness unless it's the individual's responsibility.
I know this is kind of the fucked up part. I'm looking in there in the chat room. Little Timmy brings up something. He says, I don't see what the controversy is. Wrestling is entertainment, not sport. Actors do drugs and no one says shit. Britney Spears goes to fucking rehab and it's all over Entertainment Tonight. People are like, oh, this is a great thing. She's trying to get past this. Fucking one of these guys goes to rehab. A wrestler goes to rehab. Or like Randy Orton is being chased after for steroids now. No one's saying, oh, that's so bad. They're like, oh, look at him. I can't believe he would do that. And they're just fucking chasing the guy down and want to fucking scalp him.
But it's the same thing that we're doing to our baseball players. It's the same thing we're doing to our football players. And while I will agree that, you know, it's sports entertainment, the sports is in there because, I'm sorry, I can't do a Hurricane Rana.
You can. I've seen it.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I definitely know I cannot do a Shooting Star Press.
Yeah.
But the point is, there is athleticism. It's like, well, okay, it's oh, boy, I'm making a redneck joke from a southern guy on the phone. It's sort of the redneck version of Cirque du Soleil.
Yeah.
Nice.
Thank you. You know,
that's good. I like that.
You know, those people in Cirque du Soleil have to be very athletic, very healthy.
Very stretchy.
Same thing with a wrestler. Just there are different ways of getting there.
It's just that the wrestlers, they're not paid based on their ability. Case in point would be someone like Triple H. They're not they're not really paid based on what they can do in the ring. They're paid based on a character they portray. Athletes are paid based on what they can actually do. And Barry Bonds, you know, being a cheater, it's not like, you know, someone scripted out exactly which home ball he's going to knock out of the park last night. It's not how it works. So, I think it's akin more to acting than it is to actual sports and athleticism.
And I have one very light question, and then we're going to go ahead and wrap this up. The WWE referees now have to – they do not know anything but the ending of a match.
No, they don't even know the ending of the match.
They don't even know the ending of the match.
All they know is that they're in there.
Okay. Yeah. on the Indy circuit, we know you get you're a ref, you direct traffic, you are the, you know, ground control.
Right.
Have you guys ever thought about that, and what, you know, what do you guys think about that? I mean, the whole not knowing what's going on.
Well, I've actually been in a situation where they would not tell me the ending, and I would have to go with what they were doing. Like, for instance, I had an incident with a guy by the name of Mr. Number One, George South, who is still wrestling on the independent circuit.
That's got to be
also,
a hell of a...
Manny Fernandez.
That's got to be one giant license, driver's license on that thing.
Well, Mr. Number One, George South, he's been an NWA guy. You can look him up on Wikipedia as George South, and you'll pull up his accomplishments. He was one of the biggest jobbers in the WCW, next to Italian Stallion.
Or Disco Inferno.
Or Disco Inferno, yeah. Or Das Wunderkind.
Oh, there you go.
And, or even worse, I can't remember his name. Anyway, moving on along.
Smiling Norman.
Yeah. But I've actually been told, you know, you're going to have a run-in. That's it. Okay, I'm waiting on a run-in. They didn't tell me my finish. And I ended up stopping on the count of two, and I didn't see anything in his hand. I didn't see the knockout. I didn't see nothing. I stopped on the count of two as the guy kind of jerked up slightly.
Oh.
George South looked at me and said, "Count, stupid." I turned around and I said, "Watch your mouth. One, two, three." Counted the three and rang the bell. I got back there and I said, "Why didn't you guys tell me what's going on?" He said, "That's your lesson for the day. We don't normally tell people what goes on, and you know, we don't normally tell people the finish or what's going to happen. And normally now, since I'm with other organizations, I'm with CWE, which is the newer circuit here in Burlington. I'm also with WCEW, which is World Class Extreme Wrestling here in North Carolina as well, run by Aaron Devil and all them, and also Maestro, if you remember Maestro.
I remember the Maestro.
Well, the Maestro is now living in Jacksonville, North Carolina.
Okay.
And he's actually my trainer.
Oh, very cool.
So he's training people now and running circuits here in North Carolina. The main thing is that we've actually got guys that will actually say, "Here's your finish, and just look out for this, this, and this, and you're done." I'm like, okay. And as referees here in the independent, some of them are never told to finish. They have to go. They have to wing it. And if they don't get up at the count of three, that's their fault.
Makes sense. All right.
And,
well,
you know, that's the primary thing. And we'd have to sit there and go, okay, well, I don't know. And, you know, like, for instance, a couple of weeks ago, we had an 8-man gauntlet for a cruiserweight title, which I don't understand.
It sounds like a whole little guys flying around the ring.
Yeah, especially when you're in the middle of the ring and you got an outside ref and you're in the middle trying to figure out what's going on, and all of a sudden you got six guys jumping off the top rope into the crowd of a bunch of guys, and I'm like, I got in the back, I looked right at Aaron Devil, I said, "That was one of the most clusterfucked matches I have ever witnessed." And then right after that I had to go back out and do a women's title match, which, you know, I'm sitting there going, okay, this is going to be interesting.
Very much so. All right, Stitch, thank you very much for calling in. We'll pimp your site here, Fox FM, one of our syndicates. Now, you forgive my stupidity right now. Are we live or are we replay?
No.
You're live right now on Fox FM. The new website, 1019foxfm.net. I don't know if that's okay to plug.
Plug it away. That's great. We got a little problem that I need to contact you because we're going to be starting our new times next week.
Okay.
quite by surprise, we found out too, but 7 to 9. But I'll talk to you later in email. Again,
Go ahead and just change the time on me.
My boss changed the time on me.
You're going now earlier.
Later.
Later. We're going an
1 hour
later.
Okay.
Like that. Just kind of like roll a dice and fuck things up a bit. All right. Again, thank you very much, Ditch. You have a very wonderful evening.
You too, man.
All right. And we're going to be. All right, later. And
I got something I want to play.
You have something you want to play? Well,
because I'm a little heartbroken right now. And I'm a big Chris Benoit fan. And no matter what it comes out and says, I'm still going to say the guy is one of the best guys to watch in the ring. He's one of my favorites to watch. The guy was phenomenal.
But you'll never see it again.
I know.
Never. All right, well, let's do a quick reset. You are listening to the greatest internet radio show ever. This is Spank Wagon Radio. Murf, go ahead and play your stuff.
And now, a dramatic reading of a real breakup letter from a real person. Dear loser, Chris, I thought you liked me. You said it yourself. I hate you. People only say you asked me out because you needed a date for the dance and that after the dance you would dump me. Well, guess what, bastard? I dumped you because you were thinking that I cheated on you. I didn't so like idiots that you guys are and so smart that you are. You called me a slut. I hung up on you because you told me it on the phone because I guess you weren't man enough to tell me it in my face. I hate you, and also, guess what? My mother hates you too, that she the one who put me up to this. You come to breakfast every morning, and I ain't stupid. You try to sit next to me and my little bro, who only 7 years old, hates you too, and don't even know what you did, and is always blocking your chair. Ha ha! I went out with another boy after you, and after we were over, you, an idiot dad, you even tried to ask me out again. I didn't break up with him for you, okay? I hate you. I've always hated you, spreading to everyone that I cheated on you when you just got jealous that I used to talk to your friends. To your so-g-louse, you automatically think I like them. Well, guess maybe I do, maybe I don't. Got a problem, you ain't my boyfriend anymore. I don't have to tell you who I like or who I am with and why. Got it, I don't like you anymore. The other day you told me that I have to tell you who I like or who I am thinking of going out with. It's none of your business. Got that, you loser. I hate you, and I know you still like me, but I don't like you. I don't care what your stupid friends say. You make me touch your hands for stupid reasons. You accidentally say you hugged me. I will never like you again. I hate you. I hate you more than anything in this damn world. I'd rather date a spider or a rat. Then you were so ugly and fat, and then saying that I loved you, please see. You're such an asswipe and bastard. I hate you. Well, bye, you piece of shit. I have more things to do right now than remember you.
And that was a dramatic reading of an actual breakup letter.
That, wow, from what, fifth grade?
Yes, actually, I think it was high school. And,
high school. They need to raise their tests a little up.
Yeah.
That's high school's the reason No Child Left Behind exists.
Yeah, no shit.
I gotta track that guy down. I got like 40 of those. I can't
handle them. You. I hate you more than the world. That's classic.
You know what I hate?
What do you hate?
I hate sexual predators going free.
Oh, yeah. Well, understandable. Oh, no. This kitchen looks familiar.
Murphy, Texas. A sting in which police teamed up with Dateline NBC television show to catch online pedophiles was supposed to send a warning to other pedophiles. Instead, it has turned into a fiasco. One of 25 men caught in the sting, a prosecutor from a neighboring county, committed suicide when police came to arrest him.
Yeah,
the city manager who approved the operation lost his job in the ensuing fervor.
Wait,
there's more. As the district attorney, and the district attorney is refused. How the fuck are you a professional journalist and you start a sentence with and? Seriously, it's a whole new paragraph. And the district attorney is refusing to prosecute the men, any of the men, saying that many of the cases were tainted by the involvement of amateurs. Certainly these people who... man, I'm starting to read this like that letter.
Many of you.
Certainly these people should be prosecuted to the full extent of the law. To the full extent of the law. But the fact is that... God damn it, this is hard to read. But the fact that this was all done for television cameras raises some questions.
Okay,
says
stop,
Mayor
stop
Brett
right there
Baldwin.
Because you're chewing that thing like a Snickers bar.
Arja.
What basically is going on here is... Because Dateline did their little, oh, no, we caught you in our kitchen, you're a pedophile.
You know what's going to happen next, don't you?
Yeah.
Exactly. The guy killed, one of the guys kills himself, one of the people that caught.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're all
being set free.
Being set free because this other idiot in a county over feels that, oh, you had cameras there?
No. It's the prosecutor in that county.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
He will not prosecute because he feels that the evidence has been tainted by amateurs. And
but how can it be tainted? It's a video that is not edited.
A lot of the stuff was done with the guys from Perverted Justice.
And the thing, because I saw this show. I saw the show when the guy actually killed himself. Now, the thing is...
Wait, he killed himself on the air?
No.
That'd be awesome.
No, he was already...
Hey, man,
He was dead when they came in. Now, the thing is, there's supposed to be a sting operation. It's supposed to be quiet. No one's supposed to... He wasn't supposed to know. But this guy has been in town for like 30 years, and he's best friends with the head of the police department. So what do you think the head of the police department is going to fucking do?
Hey,
when
Joe!
You find out your friend, da-da-da-da-da, they found this shit on you. But the thing is, he never went to a house. He wrote emails, you know, back and forth.
Right, right.
He sends body parts of himself, but he never physically showed up when they had him to show up.
Interesting, okay.
And so for some reason, how the fuck did he find out? Of course, someone told him. That's why when they came in his house, he was dead. And then the sister, that's when the whole thing is happening now. Because they're pissed off because he was a district attorney.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, he was a prosecutor in a neighboring county.
And now they're, you know, everyone's pissed off about it. Now it's doing a whole chain of clusterfuck and let it go. People who was bringing their kids in with them to sleep with a 14-year-old girl and brought their sons and shit. I was like, come on.
Yeah, it's...
It did weed out a lot of the creepos, but...
But it brought in a lot more. And the big problem is, honestly, is Perverted Justice. A lot of what they do to entice these guys to come in isn't authenticated and verified. So it's kind of...
But here's the thing. You have an idiot who's still answering these emails, who's still doing this, and went on their own free will to go meet a 14-year-old girl.
With beers. Some guys stripped their fucking clothes off before they go in the door.
Yeah.
One guy was fucking jacking off.
I thought looked familiar. That had to be one of the funniest emails you...
You know? It's just, it really, you know.
I have Zima in my bucket.
Exactly. You have these people, you know what? I'm sorry. Their intentions are not good. They are pedophiles, or they are going to become one in a few minutes. You know?
Yeah, are you a pedophile if you don't fuck a kid? If you just think about it, does it make you a pedophile?
Let's ask Kate.
Hey, little Timmy, if you're out there.
If you're still listening. So, you know, the whole thing is, though, is that. They still did what they did. Yeah, okay, the methods, okay, you got them on camera. They signed a waiver, though. They still signed a waiver. Think about it.
I'm going to let you put me on TV.
You think about it. You'll see blurred faces. You can't do that. Unless, I don't know, maybe it's a one-party consent state, but I think that only works for phone tapping.
I don't know.
Like Nevada, I mean, we could have tapped lines, and it's totally legal for
we have a tapped line. It's called this podcast.
Oh, yeah. Good point. You know. By the way, I'm really grateful for the callers we did have, but now that we have these phone lines, we really want to get more callers in.
And one thing, I know we're running out of time.
Yeah, we got 30 seconds.
30 seconds. We'll talk about it more next week. We'll talk about the police basically tagging and brutalizing a couple of 13-year-olds on Go Skateboarding Day.
Yeah. Well, you got to understand there's definitely more to that story than just the cops attacking those skateboarders, but we'll cover that next week.
Yeah, remember they're in my top 10 scariest crackers. You remember that list?
Police or skateboarders?
Police.
The police.
Oh, that's right.
Skateboarders.
Dirty white homeless man number one.
I thought George W. Bush was number one.
He
moved
on. And on that note,
I like this song. It's kind of happy and poppy. Makes me want to choke a bunny.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, you've been listening to the greatest internet radio show ever.
Spankwagon Radio, baby.
Hey, we got a lot of people we need to thank. First off, big thank you to LV Rocks, LVRocks.com. Beautiful new phone system, thank you.
Still crappy old studio.
We just need more listeners to call. Hey, we got a big thanks for all of our syndicates, Flash FM, KC Host Radio Network, Door From Hell, Fox FM, and big thank you for the call-in and hey, I didn't know you were a ref, so that's even better because we got an inside point of view.
Mad props to you, Stitch.
Also, big thank you to Showdown.net, Brad Sucks Major Cock, and Webmix, classics of the 70s, 80s, and 90s.
And now Spankwagon Radio.
So they went down a notch. Remember, next week, if you're listening to us live, it's going to be 7 p.m. instead of 6. Just for your clocks, think an hour later. That's it.
And for your cocks, think about the Stan Lee t-shirt we'll be giving away.
Yes. So
does that mean I can come in at 7:15?
No, bitch. You got to be here on time.
You still have to be here at 6:45. So, I'm Trencher.
I'm Murphy.
I'm Decaf.
Hey, we want to thank everybody for listening, everybody for calling, and yeah.
Been listening to Spike Wagon Radio.
If we're not live,
you'll find us in the archive.
Also, we're looking for friends by going to myspace.com/spankwagon.
You've been listening to Spank Wagon Radio, a Spank Wagon production, brought to you by the folks at Spank Wagon Radio. Written and produced by the people at Spank Wagon Radio, directed by the people at Spank Wagon Radio, edited live on air by Spank Wagon Radio. Promotional consideration paid for by the following: Spank Wagon Radio. Remember, kids, next week, 7 o'clock.
Sit, boo boo, sit. Good dog.
Retards out.
We'll be right back.